Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
Fourth and final hour, Wednesday edition of the Dana and Parks program. I didn't hear anything about Kevin Federline in your newscast, Dan. Disappointed.
I know. I'm sorry. It just didn't happen.
Didn't have room for it. I mean, it was clearly newsworthy.
I think we've moved on.
Yeah. USA Today, the second half of September's nearly $1.8 billion Powerball prize has been claimed by a winner in Texas. Unless you've been to Texas recently.
Texas?
On behalf of the winner, the Seven Bridges Revocable Trust of Fredericksburg claimed $410 million before taxes from the one-time payment option. The winning ticket was drawn on September 6th.
So a town won?
No, it's a trust.
Oh, okay.
I'm assuming.
You know what happened? Probably the winner got everything, got their ducks in a row, put everything together, and that's how they're going to be known as the Fredericksburg Trust or whatever.
Seven Bridges Revocable Trust of Fredericksburg.
Mm-hmm. Oh. So they got everything in order before they went in and claimed
just
their prize.
Just once. Don't you want to be able to say, it's in my trust. How did you go on vacation? My trust.
You want to be a trust fund baby.
You can set up a trust. You don't have to
Where
be rich to set up.
Where did you buy that yacht? My trust.
I'm setting up a trust next month.
I don't want to set up a trust. I want a trust to be bestowed on me.
Well,
with lots of numbers in it, like 7 or 8.
Well, you can build your own trust.
It doesn't exactly work that.
Craig and Big Juicy would have had to set that up.
Right?
A trust is just a way to protect your money.
It is. I understand that. We are actually getting one so that you decide where your assets go and not the court. I understand legally what a trust is designed to do. I'm just saying I've always wanted to be able to say, we're going to Europe for the summer.
Where'd you get the money?
My trust.
Oh. So your bank account.
Well, isn't that pretty much what it is?
Yes.
It's pretty much.
I mean, yes. You keep the money, but it's protected. And
it is separate from you, so it does not hold the same liability that you hold. We are not financial experts on this program.
We are not. We do not give financial advice.
Correct.
No, but if I had advice to give, I would tell you, you want to be the kind of person that can say, we summer in Europe because of the trust.
Or we went shopping for groceries this afternoon, thanks to our trust.
I will be setting up a trust as soon as I can.
I went and met with a financial planner this past month.
Yeah, elder lawyers, elder law, it's very important to get that stuff done.
Well, you don't have to be elderly to have a trust.
No, you don't.
Thank you, Sam.
But it is something that a lot of older folks will do.
Well, no. I mean, I'm not young. But I'm not old.
No,
see,
not
what
at
Dan
all.
Is saying is if you're sliding into home plate like Scott, you need to get everything set up.
Right.
I just wanted to know at what point, you know, you guys take a perfectly responsible and good thing, and the three of you, you less than the other two, ruin it.
I just told you I'm getting a trust as soon as I can.
And then this guy over here, elder law, is booming business these days. You know, a lot of elderly people like you, Scott, are heading in to meet with lawyers and set up a will and a trust.
It's good advice.
It is good advice. And I was actually, I've always kind of fancied myself as somebody who knows what he's doing when it comes to money. This guy is clearly light years ahead of me. And I learned a lot, but I trust him. And so, and then, you know, do you have a will?
You trust him?
I trust him with my trust and my trust. And then I have a will. I have no idea where it is.
Mm.
And so.
Got to get a lockbox.
I'm going back in next month and we're going to redo my will and see where all those millions of dollars are headed.
Why wait?
Because I had to set up an appointment.
Oh, okay.
And the lawyers weren't free at that moment.
Mm-hmm. I do love the idea of a trust fund baby and the image that there's automatically millions of dollars in that trust. You could be a trust fund baby and have $8.
Yeah. What are you? I'm a trust fund baby. How much trust is in that trust?
$8.
$8 million? Dollars.
Dollars.
Halloween candy's on me tonight. Not Reese's.
Are you guys doing trick-or-treating at the end of the month?
You know, we're so excited.
Now that you're in the new house?
Yes, yeah. And we have, oh my gosh, we've met so many of our neighbors.
Are there kids in your neighborhood?
There are some. And I feel like just because of the vibe of the neighborhood, everyone's always out walking. They're walking their dogs. They're talking. People walk by and we chat. I met two of our neighbors last night. I do think we're going to get trick-or-treaters. I'm excited. You know, my old neighborhood, there weren't sidewalks. And it was not pedestrian friendly at all.
So did you not get a lot of trick-or-treaters because of that?
No, not at dusk on that main road. Yeah. No way. Huh. So I'm excited. Yeah.
See, go ahead.
You said you're meeting some of your neighbors. Have you had any further conversation with one neighbor?
We are in ongoing conversations all the time, Sam, about our neighborhood.
Maybe you could set up a table.
No. That's not what he's asking,
no,
Dana.
I know what he's asking.
And a candy bowl, candy dish.
An information kiosk, maybe. I don't know if we'll have time. A QR code. I don't know if we'll have time.
Yeah.
You could dress up in your
as a codes enforcement officer. I could do that. I hate you.
Have we had any more conversations with that neighbor?
We have not. I don't need to have those conversations.
Have you taken just, over cookies and no, introduced
no,
yourself?
I have
and
not done that, no.
Said, hey, just no. New to the neighborhood.
Those are some special chocolate chips.
No, we are working very closely with our neighbors.
X-Lax.
Very closely with our neighbors. Great neighbors. Mm-hmm. We are all working very closely together, and we are currently working with Geyer Fence. Going to be a great
Is that a shameless plug?
Partner here on KMBZ.
Old Geyer Fence.
Oh, my goodness. I love me some Geyer Fence.
You like that soundproof wall they have?
It just makes sense, Scott, to have a Geyer Fence.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Yeah.
There is a ton of shame in that plug.
It was a lot.
I'm just saying.
I mean, that was a freebie.
I'm like, how high can we go? 8 feet, that's the answer, if you're curious.
8 feet is the answer on how high you're legally allowed to go on a fence?
That is accurate, yes.
I wonder what a pickleball game would sound like coming across that eight-foot fence.
Exactly like that, Dan.
Probably just like what you heard.
Very similar.
Mm-hmm.
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 Interesting. Is there's a line in Star Wars where they, actually it's Return of the Jedi,
mm-hmm.
where they realize that the new Death Star is fully operational
right. And
functioning.
Mm-hmm.
Is the pickleball court immediately to the north of your new home fully operational and functioning?
I have not been home this afternoon. I'm not sure. I think we're nearing full functionality.
For the love of Christ, stop, Sam.
That's what it sounds like.
I will tell you this. I have learned more as a pickleball player. I will tell you, no, I love the sport.
Yeah.
I have learned more about words like audio levels and decibel levels.
Yeah.
And nuisance properties than I ever in city code ever wanted or needed to know in my entire life.
Interesting. Is the netting up?
No.
The netting is not up.
The netting is not up.
But the poles that are going to hold the netting, have they been secured in the concrete?
I believe they are secured.
Okay. Has the boundaries and the kitchen been painted onto the court?
I do not believe so.
Do we have a color of the court yet?
I don't think so. And by the time I think those things happen, I'm going to be staring at a big, beautiful 8-foot Geyer fence.
Yeah, this Death Star is getting very close to being fully operational.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Use the force.
You can almost hear the X-Wing fighters coming in right now.
I'll be quick because I know we got to get to break.
I just love that you love this. So, you love it so much.
That's actually where I was.
I know that you do.
That's why I was getting ready to go. When you sent Sam and me that video last month, Sam and I get on the phone almost immediately after that.
Without me?
Yeah. And we're just having a field day. And I'm like, dude, you've got to get me some pickleball sounds ready to go right out of the gate. He goes, oh, I'm already a mile ahead of you.
Uh-huh.
And then we start. Okay.
Yep.
All right.
70 to 100 decibels, by the way.
And
if you're
so
curious.
That's going
to
be Dana's reaction every single morning.
Part of the conversation, we were laughing at your misfortune. And I said to Sam, I said, what? Because we were both laughing about it. And I'm like, can you imagine the look on her face and blah, blah, blah. And then I stopped and I go, Sam, what is wrong with us? That we're all good friends, but we take incredible pleasure. We take incredible pleasure out of another's misfortune on the show.
Yes.
Like when I had my heart scare two months ago, I didn't see any of you at the hospital. Nobody sent a get well card.
Mm-hmm.
Just made fun of me. Because I'm an old man.
Mm-hmm.
I'm about to kill something.
Nice.
It's what Dana says at 7:15 in the morning when the pickleball game is underway.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk. Crazy weather we're having. No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
Story here for excuse me, still trying to get over my minor cold. Story here from CBS News. Americans are still cracking open cold ones, but what is inside is changing. What is inside the can is changing. More people are now reaching for cannabis beverages, non-alcoholic drinks that are infused with THC, the main ingredient in marijuana that makes you feel high. Some varieties also include CBD, a chemical compound found in marijuana or hemp that helps relieve pain, anxiety, and other health symptoms. The drinks come in different forms, including seltzers, juices, sodas, and teas. Consumer demand for cannabis beverages. Sam, I wouldn't buy one of these anyway because of my history, but Do they sell these in Missouri where marijuana is legal? Do you know?
I have been to music venues within the last 6 months where I went up to the bar to get myself a club soda with lime, and right behind the counter was a can with a big old marijuana leaf on the front of it.
And we can presume that these are cannabis beverages.
That is correct.
All right. According to a July survey by Gallup, the percentage of U.S. adults who say they consume alcohol has fallen to 54%. So roughly half of American adults do not drink alcohol. That is the lowest level since 1939. More Americans now believe even moderate alcohol consumption is unhealthy.
What, you mean ingesting poison is bad for you?
Well, and they've actually...
Now, just a minute. As the resident non-drinkers on this program, you have very strong opinions about alcohol, and you should.
I don't think it's bad for you. I think it's bad for me.
You know, Sam has repeatedly referred to alcohol as poison.
Yes.
I think MSG is poison. I think a lot of chemicals that we put into our bodies every day, either knowingly or unknowingly, are poison. Plastics are poison, and we are ingesting those at a rate that should make us all uncomfortable. But I would offer to you that there is nothing wrong with having a glass of wine in the evenings. That is not poison. That's grapes.
Actually, I think was it the CDC or the Surgeon General came out recently, and they're walking back the two drinks for a man a day and one drink for a woman a day is actually beneficial to your health. Where they're saying no amount of alcohol is actually good for your health. Now, if you go home and have a glass of wine, are you writing yourself an early exit from the planet?
No.
Probably not.
Now, if I'm drinking a bottle a night, I would agree with you, Sam, that is poisoning my
system.
Are
you drinking a bottle a night?
I'm 100% not drinking a bottle a night.
I'm not trying to shame people who do drink. I even called it poison when I did drink. It is quite literally poison. That's why it has an effect on you.
Yeah.
It wouldn't make you drunk if it wasn't poison.
I'm allergic to alcohol. I freely admit it. When I drink it, I break out in handcuffs.
That's pretty funny.
I know.
Not funny.
That's an old line I learned a long time ago.
But, I mean, it applies to many things. Like, you eat an entire bag of, not to call out one specific chip brand, but it's just the example.
Doritos!
Go with Funyuns. Nobody ever picks on Funyuns.
Funyuns are probably a great example. But if you eat an entire bag of Funyuns and you look at me and you're like, man, my stomach really hurts, I'm going to say, really?
Yeah.
Huh. Wonder why.
You have really bought into this physical fitness... What am I looking for here?
When you stop feeling like absolute
crap
every single day.
You also have celiac and other dietary issues, Sam.
You begin to realize what you were doing to yourself that caused you to feel that way.
You have an enormous gluten allergy, and I'm glad that you feel better, and I'm glad that you're healthier.
Yeah.
There's no gluten in Doritos.
Right. I love it when people say, hey, those are gluten-free. In fact, we had a drink on the golf course on Sunday, and there's a new Fresca vodka drink.
Ooh,
it was
very good.
It was Fresca Black Cherry. And my girlfriend handed me one, and I said, oh, my gosh, look at that. They've got Fresca. Now look at this. And I crack it open, and I take a sip, and I go, that's pretty good. And she goes, you know what else? I think it's gluten-free. And I thought, well, there we go.
Well, let's have another.
I don't need gluten in my diet when I'm drinking.
Wait, who thought that there was hops and Fresca and vodka?
I don't know. It's so funny.
Isn't all hard alcohol gluten-free?
Yes.
Yes.
I mean, there's gluten in beer, right?
The reason that beer has gluten is because of hops.
Yeah. Okay.
Which is a wheat.
So Fresca has gotten into the alcohol business?
Oh, yeah. You know, it's one of those little seltzers. It's gluten-free.
Like a White Claw?
A little bit. It's very refreshing.
From the text line, I think poison is the wrong word. What you're looking for is toxic.
Sure.
I feel like we're grasping at straws here.
If it's toxic, is it not a poison?
Right.
Okay. A human skull that dates back to 2300 BC.
Oh, wow.
Has been discovered in Indiana in a powerful and humbling reminder of the area's long history, according to the Fayette County Coroner's Office.
Indiana.
The portion of the skull. Yeah, there were people here before the white people came.
I thought the first people that came here was in 1492.
Stop it.
It was in 1100. His name was Leif Erikson. The portion of the skull, which was found back in June, was located on the bank of the White Water River and determined to be approximately 4,270 years old. The landowner reported the remains to the sheriff's department. Let's see here. The coroner's office noted that it was a remarkable discovery and shows how people have walked this land in Indiana for millennia. And the coroner said it calls upon all of us to handle this matter with the utmost respect and diligence. Fascinating. 4,200 years old.
Who found it? Did it say?
It was the landowner. It was on some property near the river, the Whitewater River. And it was the landowner who, for whatever reason, just happened to be in that area.
Can you imagine?
And he found a skull.
Oh, my God.
And I don't know what kind of condition it was in. Apparently decent enough condition that they knew it was a human skull.
Yeah.
Good on him, though, for recognizing that it was something more than just a rock, because odds are it wasn't looking at him, right? Odds are he didn't look at it and immediately think to himself, oh, my God, it's a person looking at me.
No,
he was probably just messing with rocks and was like, wow, this one's oddly light.
No, I would look at it and go, is there a serial killer amongst us? You wouldn't know that it was dated back that far.
Oh, of course not.
It would look old, and I would freak out if I found one of those.
You know, here's the deal. Where are all the archaeologists racing to that property thinking, number one, if the skull is here, where's the rest of the body, right? There's number one.
Yeah.
And number two, if there was a human 4,200 years ago walking along the banks of this river, is there a settlement
that was there
underground on this property, and let's start excavating he'll let us.
Oh, man.
I think archaeology is...
it's fascinating.
It would be a fascinating career. Now, it's a lot of digging for a lot of nothing.
Well, and if
until you find something.
If you deep dive into archaeology, it is a very convoluted industry as well. The disagreements, the arguments. Well, that's not legitimate.
Over the
dating. You remember the three-fingered thing from Columbia years ago that they said was a human, and they're like, well, that was fake, and... What do you mean they found it?
913-586-7798. Dana Wright, Sam Stevie the Third. My name is Scott here on KMBZ.
So you guys got to hear this story to believe it. A good friend of the program hooked us up with a local homeowner that we're going to interview here in just a moment, who moved into a brand new home in a brand new subdivision over the summer. And you know, when they're building subdivisions, Scott, they put in plumbing, they put in roads, and then you've got to figure out, what do we call these roads? Is this one going to be a terrace? Somebody at the city level has to figure all that stuff out, right?
Correct.
2 weeks after Frank and his family moved into their brand new home, they got a letter in the mail from the city of Kansas City, and they said, we are reconfiguring your address. What was one address that started with a one and a zero, they said, is now going to be a different address because we've reconfigured the address system over here in the new subdivision. Now his new address has nothing to do with his old address. It's about 115 numbers off. Can you imagine the nightmare that this has created?
Let's find out. We'll bring in Frank DeFeo. Frank, good afternoon. Welcome.
Hey, how are you?
Frank, man, I've never heard about anything like this happening, but when the city told you you're no longer going to be 64136, we're now going to make you 648910, what did that do to your life?
Well, let me tell you. One, I do not receive any mail. Two, I cannot receive any Amazon packages, FedEx packages, anything. I can't even catch an Uber from my house. I have to go a block up to give somebody else's address to catch an Uber if I want to take an Uber. I get no bills in the mail. I get nothing. It's like I don't exist.
If you search your address, in fact, it does not exist.
If you put it on Google Maps or anywhere, it does not exist.
Wait. So how do you get your bills then?
He doesn't.
Well, you've got to pay them.
Here's what I've been doing. I've been doing paperless, and I've been sending everything to my parents' house. Amazon packages, bills, everything. I redoed my driver's license. I couldn't even do that because it did not match up with the right address, even though I had the letter from the city, mailing papers, everything. I had all the right proper things. but they still would not renew my license because in their system, my address did not match their system.
So help me figure this out, Frank, because there are five houses on your street with the same problem. Did the city explain why they changed and jumbled all of the numbers after everyone bought into this subdivision?
Well, here's what I was told by them. I called them several times. I finally got through probably about the fifth or sixth time to somebody, a supervisor, somebody like that. They told me they changed it for zoning purposes due to fire department and police department.
Well, but wait a minute. If you needed the police
Bingo.
Or you needed fire, if your address, quote, doesn't exist for the DMV, does it exist for the fire department or the police department? God forbid you would need either.
That's exactly what I asked the guy at the city.
What was
he had
the answer?
No answer for me.
Okay.
No answer. Could not answer.
I don't know. So subdivisions have been built over time before. This is not a new issue that this is a brand new area. We're going to have brand new streets. Does the city not have any protocol to deal with this? And I none of this makes sense to me. Is the developer in on the addressing system, Frank?
Well, I called the builder. I've called everybody in the subdivision. They've gave me the same advice. Call the city. Call the city. There's nothing we can do. And the builder told me, he even says, before I even dig and before I even do anything, I have to submit everything to the city before, you know, getting permits, all that stuff. He goes, I have to submit everything to the city before I do anything. He goes, there's no way I can even start digging a hole without submitting something to the city. So after I moved in on June 18th, 2025. 2 weeks later, I received that letter from the city saying we changed your address, which I physically had to go get new numbers and change them myself on my house because the city would not change them for me.
Can I ask what city we're talking about? Are you at liberty to just give us the name of the city?
I'm in Kansas City.
Kansas City, Missouri?
Kansas City, Missouri, Clay County.
Okay. All right. Don't give us any more. Anybody would be able to find you anyway.
Right.
That's all I was going
to
say.
We're going to reach out to some friends of ours at the city and try to get you help. It's not funny. This has to be maddening. But it's dangerous if you need fire or police trying to explain
exactly
this is where we are.
Yeah.
Did I hear Dana to say that there are four or five other homeowners on your block that are experiencing the same thing?
Yes, sir.
And have you communicated with them? Are they finding the same problems that you're finding?
Yes, exactly the same problems. I have talked to neighbors. I've talked to them several times. They've reached out and done the same thing as I have with the city, the post office, everything. We get no answers.
I'm assuming you didn't pay cash on this house that you, or at least have some sort
no,
of a
sir.
Mortgage. Is that correct?
Yes, true. Yes.
And how do you work that out with the bank? Because they loaned you money for address X, but you now live in address Y.
That's a good question. I do receive a statement from my mortgage company, which is very weird. There's some things I receive, some things I don't.
Yeah.
I do receive that with my address, with the correct zip code that comes. Other stuff does, other stuff doesn't. There's sometimes I have 2 weeks I haven't got something in my mailbox, over 2 weeks sometimes. Hmm. It's very weird.
Somebody wants to know on the text line, have you tried to Google Maps your home with the current address?
I have.
And does it come up?
No, sir.
Did they also give you a new zip code?
No.
Okay.
So the zip
That's
code
good.
Is 641. No, yeah, yes, it's not. It's just the same zip code.
Okay.
Yes.
But the number on your home is
totally
not
different.
Is not the number that you originally got when you bought the house. I'm assuming the street name stayed the same.
The street name did stay the same, yes, sir.
Okay. But the number change, that's the dumbest thing I've ever heard, Frank.
Especially because, Frank, they didn't go from three numbers to, let's add two or four to your current address. They added like 100 to your address. Like, we don't want to give out the address, but let's say his address is 13,000 before, Scott. His new address is 13,121. There's no rhyme or reason for it.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
So somebody wrote in on the text line here, Frank. Let me read this to you. This is from 6181. mortgage person here. We insure the legal description, and that's what we go by. You've seen legal descriptions
right.
on a deed. Where did it go? Hang on just a second. Dang, the sure. text line's moving way too fast for me. We insure the legal description, and that's what we go by. We see this a lot. The post office will move the mailbox and then change the address. So you're not, if it gives you any solace, you're not alone, Frank.
It's a little help, I guess.
Frank, I am typing as we speak to someone that, you know, I think can get this fixed for you. And if you don't hear back, will you please call us back and we will do our best to connect you with someone at the city level probably needs to change the addresses back. That's my guess, because those addresses do exist, correct?
They did.
The old one?
They did.
Yeah, they did.
Does anybody have your old address from when you bought the house in June?
Not that I'm aware of.
Okay.
It's a mess. We're so sorry, Frank.
No,
it's the craziest thing I've ever heard.
You and me both.
I'm 54 years old, Frank. I've never heard of an address changing. I've heard the name of a street change. You know, Emmanuel Cleaver Boulevard wasn't always Emmanuel Cleaver Boulevard.
True.
And I remember when they were trying to change that, there were business owners on what is now Emmanuel Cleaver Boulevard who were furious because they were going to have to get new stationery. They were going to have to get new business cards. The homeowners were concerned.
That happened to me when they changed my address. I felt like, man, I got to change everything over again. And when I started doing that, that's when I found out I didn't exist.
Well, Frank, now you do exist.
You very much exist.
Your house doesn't, but you
this
do.
This is true. I'm alive.
Well, Frank, God bless you, brother, and I hope you're able to get this figured out. And Dana's sending something your way, and to the other homeowners, four or five others.
Tell them to sit tight. Give it 24, 48 hours, and then if you don't hear back, Frank, reach back out to us, and we'll help.
I appreciate it. I appreciate any help you can
Thank you so much.
All right, that is Frank DeFeo. Take care of yourself, Frank.
We are not problem identifiers on this program. We are problem solvers.
913-586-7798, 586-7798, here on Dana and Parks.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. 1. It's $15 a month. 2. Seriously, it's $15 a month. 3. No big contracts. 4. I use it. 5. My mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcast.
We might bring this back tomorrow. My God. You know, we had had some pretty high profile, awful burglaries here. Joe Burrow was victimized. Apparently in Seattle, the Athletic's written about this. Athletes have been terrorized in a spree of burglaries for months. Listen to the list. And I don't think this is the same group that was operating that they caught that was responsible for the Burrow burglary and the Kelce and Mahomes burglaries, okay?
All right.
This crew cased their potential targets, kicked down doors, crashed through windows, did not care if people were home or not. In all, they made off with more than $700,000 in luxury watches, jewelry, and designer leather goods from six different athlete burglaries. They got Mariners pitcher Luis Castillo, his home twice. Suzuki, is he a pitcher? Let me go back. Let me look.
I think so.
Yeah, because it's her wife that they're interviewing about this. They struck Dodgers pitcher Blake Snell, former Seahawks cornerback Richard Sherman.
Yeah, I remember that one.
And a home shared by Mariners center fielder Julio Rodriguez and Reign FC forward Jordan Huitema. The crew cased their targets and sprawled across nine different jurisdictions with, quote, a level of sophistication that made them hard to catch. I don't know when this started, how it started, why it started, or if some of these are copycats because it ended up being in the news. But just because you're a professional athlete does not mean you're going to have $1 million worth of diamonds in your home.
No.
It makes it more likely than not that you'll have some things of value.
Well, you remember, yeah, of course. You covered the Derek Thomas auction after he passed, did you not?
Yes.
I think we met out there.
Yes.
When we were both young reporters. Derek Thomas's house in Lee's Summit was not what you would think of an all-pro.
It was a modest home.
Very modest home. And a lot of these pro athletes, I don't know if it's because they don't know if they're going to be here tomorrow, and I don't mean that as, you know, like not alive, but not just be on the Chiefs or the Royals or, you know, the Mariners or the Dodgers, whatever. You know, they could be traded tomorrow, and then they have to sell their house. So a lot of pro athletes, not all, of course. I mean, look at Patrick Mahomes' house. Travis Kelce apparently has a very nice house. But they're established in the city. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And so I would bet they're more of the exception than the rule. So a lot of these pro athletes don't live in large, gated, secured communities. They live in, you know, Lee's Summit or Blue Springs,
yes,
or Overland Park, in just a regular suburban neighborhood. But they've got stuff inside.
Listen to this sentence. One of the burglaries wasn't discovered until later, when a man doing yard work noticed a front door ajar. Hmm. The reporting party, whose name is redacted in the police report, asked authorities to delay notifying Snell, quote, because he had the biggest game of his life the next day when he debuted for the Dodgers. So it's almost like they are seeking out the athletes. Wait, some of them were home at the time. One of the wives was home.
You mean some people were, not the,
yes,
athletes, though.
Was home.
Huh.
I'm telling you, I would be getting live in security.
But yeah, I mean, you had mentioned how they don't all have a bunch of valuable things laying around. We do remember what they got from Travis Kelce's house, right?
Yes.
I don't.
There was cash, and there was other stuff missing, and they ended up arresting those idiots.
Was it like $80,000 or something?
20
silly?
Grand.
Was it 20 grand?
Still,
okay,
a lot, yeah.
Wow. All right, we got to run. Today is National Bra Day.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Very uplifting.
It's also National Be a Grump Day, by the way. Hug your favorite grumpy person.
It's National Grouch Day. That's right.
Ask permission first.
And National I Love Lucy Day. The show debuted on CBS on October 15th, 1951, 73 years ago today. And we were so modest back then. Lucy and her husband, whose name escapes me at the moment.
Oh, they couldn't even share a bed.
Could not share a bed. We got to run. Sam Stevie III, Dana Wright, my name's Scott. Have a great night. Be safe, be well, and be good to one another. Good night.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.